Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Liz Rice. She's the Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts. And you've heard us do a lot of different news stories about how Indiana woodland owners have a lot of resources to improve their woodlands. And the Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts is a huge resource for Indiana woodland owners. Liz, tell us about some of those resources that are available for woodland owners across the state.
Absolutely, and thank you for inviting me on today. In Indiana, one thing that I think many of our listeners might be surprised to learn is that our forestry products actually have a larger share of the market than even our row crop, our commodity crop. So woodlands are incredibly important for Indiana's economy and, of course, a huge part of our natural history and our natural heritage. In Indiana, we are blessed to have one soil and water conservation district in each of our 92 counties. And these soil and water conservation districts are all locally led conservation offices. And when I say locally led, that means that somebody in Indianapolis isn't telling somebody down in Spencer County how they should be managing their natural resources. It's actually elected and appointed leaders and staff in Spencer County are determining what the local conservation priorities and needs are so that then they can design programs, access funding, find technical assistance and financial assistance to address those locally identified priorities. So when we're talking about forest owners, woodland owners across the state, if you have a resource concern on your land, let's say invasive species are a big topic these days, or if you're trying to improve your forest or your woodland and you would like some technical assistance, some expert help, or if you would like some financial assistance to make your proposed improvement easier to access, easier to fund, go to your Soil and Water Conservation District office, and they will either be able to provide you those resources directly, or they will be able to point you to the right office, the right person across our Indiana Conservation Partnership. So we actually have a very unique partnership here in the state called the Indiana Conservation Partnership that involves the Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts, the Department of Natural Resources, the State Department of Agriculture, the State Soil Conservation Board, the Department of Environmental Management, Purdue Extension, and the Farm Service Agency. So that strong partnership that we have ensures that we are able to combine forces, combine knowledge to develop programming resources and policies that can help really benefit our woodland owners.
My guest is Liz Rice. She is the Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts. And Liz, I know a lot of woodland owners like to harvest their timber, but you want to make sure that you don't harvest too much of the timber. You want to make sure that you're doing it right, you're doing it effectively. And I'm sure that you and your team can also offer resources in that regard as well.
Yes, absolutely. So effectively managing a forest or a woodland doesn't mean just letting it grow and grow and grow. We want to make sure that we're managing it effectively in a way that ensures that you're getting really great harvest, that your product is top of the line, and that you're also maintaining the ecosystem that ensures that your woodland and your forest will be there for generations to come and can still be, you know, a profitable operation. And when we're talking about forests, you know, we are really talking about the entire ecosystem here. We want sunlight to get to the ground. We want to manage effective invasive species as effectively as we can. We recognize the important habitat that woodlands provide. And for those of us that hunt or fish, actually having great habitat for those animals, for those game birds, for example, is critical. And so by going to your local soil and water conservation district, they can help you basically explore options for forest and woodland owners to figure out what are your resource concerns. The Soil and Water Conservation District and across our partnership can help you identify what natural resource concerns you have, what parts of your operation, what parts of your forest management principles that you have questions about or do you really want to augment. And then once you've identified what your goals are or what your concerns are, then they can help direct you to, again, more of that technical assistance or financial assistance. Your local soil and water conservation district is a critical part of what we call the Conservation Delivery Service and Natural Resource Management on private lands all across the state. So if you are interested in being a part of your Soil and Water Conservation District, they are governed by a board of five elected and appointed supervisors, and I would love to have more foresters on any of our boards so that we can learn from you and you can help guide local policy and priority development.
Liz, what's the best phone number to reach you and your team with the Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts? Is there a website that folks can go to and visit?
We have an excellent website, chock full of resources and contact information for all our team, and that is www.iaswcd.org. We are a nonprofit, and our members are our 92 districts.
Fantastic. Once again, Liz Rice, Executive Director of the Indiana Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts. Once again, iaswcd.org is the website. And Liz, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ.